From where I'm standing near the new Fairborn Track Station in West Valley City, on the water stairs in the park next to the track station, facing east, I see the newly restored Valley Fair Mall, bustling with shoppers. Right in front of me, the West Valley City offices and the beautiful new Embassy Suites Hotel is just to my left, beyond the tracks line. But any visitor to the city today would be surprised to learn that it's a community coming apart at the seams. The city's police department continues to be a source of problems. More than 100 drug cases have been thrown out by Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill. Just last week, Gill determined that West Valley detectives Kevin Salmon and Sean Cowley acted unlawfully when they shot and killed 21-year-old Danielle Willard during a routine drug stop. Willard's family is suing the department, and troubles in Utah's second-largest city seem to grow almost daily.
Well, the city council is going to take the first step right away, which is you have to hire a new police chief.
Former state budget director Ron Bigelow is among the candidates vying for mayor. He says whether he wins the mayor's seat or not, a new police chief must work together with the council to bring the city out of a crisis of confidence.
And he's got to be given some clear direction from the legislative body, the city council, as to what his role is.
Jeff Mackey labels himself as the working man's candidate for mayor. He says the house cleaning in the city's head office should be expanded.
So now we have the only problem left is a city manager that comes on TV and says, don't worry about it, we can fix this. This is not a problem. It is a problem, and it's a major problem, and it's also a national embarrassment to this city. To say the least, we have a dead girl. We have a girl that's been killed, and we don't know what happened.
Tim Chambliss with the University of Utah's Hinckley Institute of Politics calls the crisis in the city offices a dangerous opportunity.
My hope is that this can be turned around. One way that we can turn it around is by voter awareness and also voter concern, even voter anger.
Former West Valley City Council Chair Margaret Peterson says her personal struggle and professional success make her the best person to come in and help pull the city out of a slump.
I've been down in the pits. I've been as down as many human beings ever get in their life. Why am I sticking my neck out to do this incredibly challenging task?
Peterson says one person can't solve all these problems, but she is the only candidate who was a founding city council chair. She says she can bring the people together to do it again. Jeff Mackey says at some point, city government just lost its way.
West Valley has always had all the components of a good city. There's been several times it stumbled and it's fallen and it's got back up, you know, and it will again.
The Hinckley Institute's Tim Chambliss says he's continually impressed by people who come forward to improve their community and is optimistic voters will do the same.
If they have doubts about their police department, then they may have doubts about their government. And that's why the individual who runs and is elected is someone who's going to need to put forth a vision, a plan, and to inspire them to believe in the future of West Valley City.
Three current city council members are also in the nonpartisan race. Don Christensen, Tom Hoon, and Karen Lang complete the list with businessman Alex B. Segura. Bob Nelson, KUER News.